Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Investment advice provided on the following program is on an individual basis. Listeners should not consider today's discussion as a recommendation for any investment and should carefully evaluate before investing. This is your Real Estate Today on News Talk 1110 WBT.
Hello and welcome to the show, Your Real Estate Today. It is a great day to be talking about real estate. I'm Paul Jamison, your host with the Jamison family of companies. That's Jamison Realty, Jamison Property Management, and Jamison Property Investments. Hello, hello, and sit back and relax. We have a full-on hour that we're going to be talking about real estate. We love to talk about it. It's what we do. And today with me, Sandy Dickinson will also be with me through the show. We're going to be talking about so many things, and we're excited about that, but we're also excited it's Saturday, and that's fun too. So we're in for that. Hey, Sandy, welcome.
Hey, good to be here.
Sandy is with Cross Country Mortgage. She is our loan officer of choice and handles all of my personal business as well as business for most of my clients, and we're excited about that and excited to have her here with us. And you're a little busy, huh, Sandy?
Yes, busy.
I know.
That's for sure.
That's what I understand, because you're sending out disclosures to a lot of people right now. A lot of people I know.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Well, here we go. We're going to start the show with what I learned this week, and I think these three little trivia questions will be kind of fun, and so feel free to steal them from me as I stole them from somebody else. So feel free to use them and see and make people think that you're smart. So it'd be good. All right, so here we go. Number one. How many times has Donald Trump filed for corporate bankruptcy? How many times has Donald Trump filed for corporate bankruptcy? The answer? Four. Donald Trump has filed for corporate bankruptcy four times. Number two, in Scotland, homeowners paint their door red when what happens? Homeowners paint their door red when what happens? They pay off their mortgage.
Oh, I was going to say sell their house.
Yeah, that'd be it. Number three. You think your house is small. The average home size in most developing countries is how big? Go ahead, Sandy. You can guess.
825 square feet.
825 square feet. The average home size in most developing countries is 75 square feet.
No way.
That's just amazing.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah.
It's not a house.
Many years ago, I took a mission trip to Africa with a group of 26 men. And I saw much smaller than that, with families of eight or nine, you know, living in it. It's something that really humbles you when you go. It makes you really realize how fortunate we are, you know, and where we are, for sure. All right. Pricing your home. You've got to be careful, and you've got to keep all factors in mind. And I'm going to reiterate these three things many, many times. Pricing your home. Number one, who is your audience? Who is your buyer? Who's your audience? Because the reality is when you communicate with them, you've got to communicate with them in ways they understand. Like, here is an example. If you're dealing with the, say, millennial crowd, or even who's ever after the Generation Z or whatever alphabet letter it is, one of the things that they like to do is they like to operate smart devices. So make sure if you're after that crowd that you talk about smart devices you may have in your home. You know, smart homes are very attractive to that age group. So make sure that you do that. Number two, you got to understand how people search. Okay, look, here's a very common mistake I see all the time. I see when people price their home, they price it not in the right increment. So if you look at people's behavior, if you're searching for a home, you'll say, Paul, my price range is $450,000 or up to $450,000, or my price range is up to $500,000. Now, what drives me absolutely Cocoa Puffs crazy is when I see a realtor price a home for $502,500. Why would that drive me Cocoa Puffs crazy? Because everybody searching up to that $500,000 mark will never see their house. And $50,000 and $100,000 price increments are the two most popular. You can even look at the quarters and do smart pricing, depending on if you're in the lower price points where things are more budget conscious. But don't price your home $4,000 or $5,000 over a major increment, because you miss all those buyers that are in the $50,000 and $100,000 price point. It's not smart. The other thing I like is I like the rule of eights. If it works for Walmart, it works for pricing. Eights trigger things like $1,498 or $119,998. Use the rule of eights to get things done. And then last, one of the biggest mistakes I see out there is that you price something so far out of line that an appraisal doesn't have a chance. Appraisers have been most generous over the last few months. And they see and understand, most of them, what the market's doing. So you don't see as many low appraisals. However, you got to be careful. All right? All right, Sandy, let's have that mortgage update.
Well, since rates have gone up a bit, they've kind of steadied out a little bit. So,
what does up mean?
They've been around 3.25 to 3.5.
Okay.
On the average, with no points. That's with 0 points.
Okay.
So, they are still 3/8 better than last year. Refis are starting to dive down a little bit, and they're only 61% of the loan apps that we have, doing really, really good. If people can find their house that they want to buy, then they're buying it.
Yeah.
Today we have, well, I won't say today because it's Saturday, but over the week we've had Janet Yellen and Powell talking to Congress, and so they have so far not ruffled the feathers a lot. But I would say still the trend is that they're going up. We might have little reprieves here and there, but if you're interested in buying, it's still a great time because rates are good. They're not 2, but they're definitely not 4 yet either.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, think back. We were all excited about 5, all excited about 6.
Oh, heck yeah.
You know, so we're still in a fabulous rate environment, are we not?
We are. Yeah. We are.
Yeah. You know, there was one last piece of trivia, Sandy, that I forgot in our remaining minute of this final segment. So, true or false, are there more realtors right now than houses for sale? True or false?
I would say true.
You are absolutely correct. Right now, there are more active realtors than houses for sale. And you know what the real blessing is? We're having one of our best years ever. So I'm very thankful about that. I bet you are too.
Yep, that's true.
All right. Well, Sandy and I've got a lot to talk about today. Let's look at it. Sandy's going to talk a little bit about types of mortgages that are out there and where you can tap into cash to make that down payment. I'm going to talk a little bit about some plans that you may make if you're going to move, and then some decluttering options that whether you live there or are thinking about selling that may be helpful to you. So we've got more to come. The Show Your Real Estate Today, Sandy Dickinson with Cross Country, myself, Paul Jamison with the Jamison Family of Companies, here on your Saturday on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. Stay right with us.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back. Thank you for spending your Saturday with us. I'm Paul Jamison, your host with the Jamison Family of Companies. That's Realty, Property Management, and Property Investment. Here with Sandy Dickinson with Cross Country Mortgage. We are spending the Saturday talking about real estate. If you're a longtime listener, or if you're a new listener, this show is about real estate, anything having to do with it. And I'll tell you, there's a couple of different ways to listen to us, and I'm continually asked to remind folks of that. If you getting in and out of the car and you miss something or want to hear something or want to go back and listen to another show, you can go to a couple of places. Number one is you can go to WBT.com and the shows tab. And my shows under the shows tab under Your Real Estate Today are archived, so you can download them and listen to them on your phone or computer. As well as go to YouTube. We have a YouTube channel. It's called Jamison Realty. That's Jamison with an I. And you can watch us and listen to us at the same time. You can watch me do crazy gestures, watch Sandy and us make all kinds of funny hand signals and laugh and carry on a little show behind the show sometimes. So feel free to do any or both of those. So, you know, Sandy, a big part of our business is planning. Planning, right? If you're going to get a mortgage, you got to plan.
Uh-huh.
Yep. You got to plan to do a couple things. Number one, you got to plan to camp out for about a day to get all the paperwork together if you're doing a mortgage, because there's a lot of paper. Sandy likes paper. Her middle name is Papyrus. So it's Sandy Papyrus Dickinson. So she can certainly ask you for lots of paper, and she will. Okay? That's her job. But also, I get asked a lot, Sandy, that, what if we sell our house and we have nowhere to go? What if we sell our house and we haven't found the house we want yet? What do we do? So it's a part of that plan. And I've sat with at least two or three couples this week, and we discussed what that interim plan looks like. And here are some options for you, right? Number one, you can go to a furnished type short-term rental. The best place to look for those are like Airbnb, or you can go to Vacation Rental by Owner, VRBO, or HomeAway. Also, another great resource is Furnished Finder. Because here's the thing, and I always recommend to people, use the pods, right? Use the containers if you're going to go interim, because if you think about it, and if you're using storage facilities, here's what happens. Your stuff gets into a moving truck. It goes from the moving truck into the storage facility. It goes from the storage facility back into the moving truck. It goes from the moving truck into your new home. That's a bunch of in and out of a truck. Now, I know that there's a lot of great moving companies out there, but let's play the odds of something getting broken or something having some damage, okay? What I do is I recommend, those containers. Pods is one, Zippy Shell is one, Rat Pack is one, there's probably others. They bring this thing to your house. You can hire packers to pack them up. They put them in conditioned storage, and then when you're ready to go, they take it out. It goes in once, it comes out once. And it's not, and you can pack it yourself if you want to. Good luck with that. But you know, those options are a better option when you're dealing with short-term rentals because you want something furnished. And then just take out the stuff that you want. You can go visit it in the warehouse if you miss your stuff. But the best way to do it is to minimize any kind of damage. So short-term rentals, some examples, Airbnb, VRBO, AirPods. There are apartment complexes that do short-term rentals. So you can find a 3 to 6 month rental in different places. You're going to pay through the ear, eyes, nose, and throat for that. So just be prepared. All right. Here's a great option. We were talking about it in our sales meeting yesterday, is negotiate a leaseback term from your buyer. So even though they've bought your house, lease it back for a month, right? Or, you know, 6 weeks till you find what you want. That's a great way to have your cake and eat it too, or have your house, your money, and flexibility too. Okay? Think about that. You can delay the closing a little bit longer once you go under, it becomes hard so that you feel more secure. You can move in with friends and family. That's one of my least favorite. But you can do that, right? Here's one that was one of my favorites one time. I had a seller that sold their house and needed a month before their new construction house was ready. Do you know what they did? Pods, like I heard, zippy shell, rat pack, whatever you want to call it, container. Cruise for a month. Came back, got off the boat, got in the thing, and their house was ready. I think they stayed 2 nights in a hotel. That's temporary housing right there. I kind of like that one. You know, here's another one. Here's one of my favorites. And actually, I have a seller that's doing that right now or planning to, is they're going to sell their home and they're going to move into one of their investment rentals because they had a vacancy. So they're not filling the vacancy and they're going to move into a rental short term that they own until they find the house that they want or until the other one closes and then move at that point. So their out of pocket is minimal. They have a little lost rent. And so, you know, that's the difference. And so, you know, if you're an investor out there and you've been listening to me for all these years, you may have one of those that you plan around when you sell your home. So just some planning, right? And people need to plan with you, too. I always tell them, Sandy, to get in touch with you well before they start writing contracts. Isn't that right?
It's super important. Yeah.
Yeah, because they've got to pick what kind of loan they want. So one of the things I asked Sandy to do today, and I came up with this giant list, but Sandy, you know, I mean, there are choices, and I think it's really good if you plan ahead of time based on all these different variables as to what's best. Like, for example, the most common is the fixed rate mortgage, right? And that can vary too, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Right. So we have to plan for money. We have to plan for credit. We have to plan for liabilities and the type of property.
Yeah, exactly. And just because most common is probably the 30-year, they have other choices, right?
That's right. 15, 20, 25, 10.
Yeah. So
a lot of choices.
Yeah. I mean, so personally, one of the things I've always said is unless there's a dramatic reason why, go ahead and get the 30-year mortgage. And then if you want to make it a 15, amortize it yourself. Make the extra couple of payments annually so that you control your cash flow. Because once you mm-hmm. sign up for a 15, you're in a 15, right? So
that's right.
Yeah. So
we're going back.
Yeah, there's no turning back. Yeah, because one of the things I found people are doing a lot is they're in it and they make those extra payments for 5 years and then they need a new roof or they need a new HVAC. And so for 1 month, if they decide not to make that extra payment or two, they don't have to do it. They can apply that money towards something else, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They become their own bank. So what about an adjustable rate mortgages? Do you see many of those?
We're starting to see we're starting to see them come, you know, as the rates, as the fixed rates go up, we're starting to see that they're coming back and they're starting to be priced a little better.
Really?
So, yep, I'm kind of watching them. I haven't recommended it for anybody quite yet, but I know that a few people in the office have gotten some nice arms for about 2.75. So I would say that definitely explore that. If most people don't keep their houses more than 5 or 7 years, and if you're upwardly mobile and thinking you're going to have your family get bigger or whatever, I would think about it.
Yeah, certainly. Or if you plan on paying it off in a certain amount of time, have an event that's coming, that can happen too, right?
That can happen, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, I've got more to come. The show Your Real Estate Today with Sandy Dickinson with Cross Country Mortgage, myself, Paul Jamison. This is Saturday, my favorite day to talk about real estate. So hang with us. We'll be right back. More on Newstalk 1110 99.3 WBT. Don't go anywhere.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Okay, welcome back to the show, Your Real Estate Today. Happy Saturday. We're so glad that you're with us. I'm here with Sandy Dickinson with Cross Country Mortgage. We are here today talking about real estate on your Saturday afternoon. So thank you for joining us. We do appreciate you and the many, many, many years that you have been a listener. And so thank you. And if you're new, this show is about real estate, and we're so happy to have you. So thank you for joining us today. Sandy with Cross Country Mortgage, Sandy Dickinson, is here, and we're talking about the lending process. And we're talking about different types of loans. Earlier, we talked about the fixed rate loan and the varying years that you can get them. Adjustable rate loans are back, ARMs, where you could do a 5, a 7, and a 10, I think is pretty common, Sandy?
And a 3.
There's a 3?
3, 5, 7, 10. We can also do a 1. Ooh. Nobody does a 1, but we could.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's confidence right there. But also, you know, there are, within those types, there are subtypes, right? Like FHA, VA, and USDA. Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Alphabet soup loans. What's kind of an overview on those?
So FHA is great if you don't want to put a lot of money down and your credit score is not too high. Say it's in the low sixes, 600s. Sometimes we do them in the high fives, up to maybe 660, 680, depending on how much you put down. And then sometimes that's a better deal for you. They're assumable, so it's a good loan. 3.5% down. You can have up to 6% of the sales price and seller concessions, which is nice. And the mortgage insurance is a little cheaper if your scores are lower. USDA is 100% financing. It's in the more non-populated areas. It's not for rural necessarily because they don't like a lot of land. But it's a nice, there's income limits for that one. So all of like Lincoln County, pretty much a lot of Catawba, not a lot of Mecklenburg. There might be a little smidge of Mecklenburg down near the Steel Creek area. Fort Mill area is good. There's pockets everywhere, so we kind of just have to check the address.
Right.
VA, if you're a veteran, that's a terrific loan.
Yes, it is.
100% financing all the way up to jumbo category. $1 million, you can do it 100%.
Yes, I know. That's new, though.
Yes, it is.
I've seen one. I've seen a $1 million VA, and it's just like, wow. Way to go. 100%. Yeah, good stuff. But also, a couple of times, you know, there have been instances where there's transition and you use a bridge loan, or if you need to do updates, like a 203K, right?
That's right. Yeah, renovation loans, bridge loans where you haven't sold your house, but you have equity in it and you need some temporary money. Those are...
Yep. Very, very good. And then everyone uses the term HELOC, but mm-hmm. would you explain what that means and what it is?
Yeah. HELOC is a home equity line of credit. And so those are nice. If you haven't sold your house and if your house is not for sale, you can get a HELOC. Or if you want to avoid a jumbo, you know, paper nightmare, because sometimes they do require a lot of paper, you can do a first mortgage at the 548-250 or at 80%. And then you can couple that with a second or a HELOC up to 90% or 89 point. Right. Avoid mortgage insurance and have a nice interest-only payment on the HELOC loan, so that keeps your payment down and you're back in the conforming loan amount on the first mortgage. So we use them in a lot of ways, but they're super convenient.
All right. So the beginning of the segment where we started talking about this, we talked about planning. So what you just basically talked about is purely a planning issue, right? So like, for example, one of the things that a lot of people don't know is this taking back a simultaneous second or HELOC on your loan, mm-hmm. especially in the jumbo category, right?
Right.
So, again, that's a little bit of what's creative about working with Cross Country and with you, is you have a pretty good quiver of products, right, that you can offer to fit everybody's needs, not just a one-stop shop.
Absolutely, yeah. We have an array of products, and we have the experience that we know how to put them together. Right. It's one thing to have them, and if you don't know what to do with them, it's another thing.
Yeah. Now, a couple of things that typically don't fit with Sandy's quiver, but again, talking about different types of loans, there's owner financing, and you typically see the owner financing in a very short term while somebody is making a transition to then come to Sandy for more permanent financing. So owner financing, you see less of it than you did years and years ago. That used to be, you know, one of the big things, you know, take a note back, and if they don't pay, take it back. You know, buy here, pay here kind of scenario. You do see some of it. I've done some, and it does work under the right conditions. Just make sure you get a big old down payment. All right?
Right.
The other source of financing, and I chuckled when I wrote this down, is mom and dad. You know, it is.
I've seen it happen.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. You talk about types of financing. The bank of mom and dad. You know, it is out there and it does work. And last, before we go on to the next subject, you mentioned something earlier about what type of property you're buying, which affects uh-huh. what type of loan you're going to choose and the rate, right?
That's right.
So, you know, what's the difference between, say, an investor loan and a second home loan?
Yeah, so a second home loan is going to have a rate very similar, if not exactly, to a primary residence. And an investor loan is going to require more money down, and it's going to have a higher rate because there's a perceived higher risk with investment. It's easier to walk away from investment property.
Right. And there's a limit, too, that most lenders go by on the number of loans. Some vary. Sometimes it's just a few, and other times it's more, right?
That's right. Right. So Fannie Mae will let you have up to 10 finance properties, but say Cross Country or another lender may only want to loan 4 to one person. So there's limits. Condos, depending on how much you put down, may have a higher rate than a single-family residence. If you get into geodesic, people are not going to want to finance it. Log homes sometimes are tough. Manufactured housing, they're mm-hmm. becoming easier to finance, but some lenders still don't want to do them. We do them, however.
Yes, good to know. And manufactured housing doesn't just mean trailer, right? It could be, a stick-built home that was built in a warehouse and not have a hitch on.
Well, if it's modular, we treat it like stick-built.
Right.
If it comes in on wheels in one piece, then we consider it a double-wide and a manufactured home, and that's higher.
Right. Silly question. Does it matter whether it has a foundation underneath it or not, even though it was started out as a double-wide?
It's going to have a permanent foundation for us to finance it.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Yeah, a lot of people don't finance those. It's good to know that you guys do that. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, if you're interested in getting a loan, and we're not going to get all the way through this, and we'll have to continue it into the next segment, we want to share with you where you have some options to get some money, right? So, the obvious one is your bank account, right? So we'll just kind of put that one to the side. But you have to plan when you say, well, I got $100,000 in the bank and I'm going to take 90 of it and put it down. That may be a problem, right?
Well, if it's not seasoned, it's a problem.
Yeah. But I mean, if it throws off your ratios or something, if you don't have enough savings?
Yeah, we need reserve. One thing we need, especially on conventional loans, is some money left somewhere so that we're not wiping you out, so that if you hit a bump in the road, or your HVAC goes out, or you wreck your car, or something happens, you have to take a few days off of work, then you have something to fall back on.
Yeah, to make your mortgage payments, that's right, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we're going to discuss more of these places to tap into money, and I think we're going to get to the decluttering, art of decluttering, in the next segment. So stick around with us, Sandy Dickinson with Cross Country Mortgage, myself, Paul Jamison with the Jamison Family of Companies, spending Saturday with you on News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT. Don't go anywhere.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Oh, yeah. Welcome.
Barry White, a.k.a. Paul Jamison.
We are not brothers from another mother. That is not, if you looked at me and him, there's no comparison. But it was fun anyway. I do like Barry White, and I like his music. But anyhow, this isn't about Barry White. This is about real estate. So let's get down to business. The show, Your Real Estate Today. Happy Saturday, friends. We're glad you're with us here with Sandy Dickinson with Cross Country Mortgage. I'm Paul Jamison, your host, not Barry White, sorry, with the Jamison, family of companies. So hang with us. We got a lot to cover in this last segment, so we're going to do that. So, Sandy, we were talking about where to get money for your loan. The obvious was the savings, but be careful. Make sure you leave yourself a little bit in case there's a problem. You can get money out of a retirement account, can't you?
Yeah, so that's a great place to get money to put down. If you can borrow against your 401k or a retirement account, we don't count that payment against you in your debt-to-income ratio.
Yep.
So that's a freebie, basically, for us.
That's right. That's awesome. So you can also get it from a gift from a family member, but it has to be accompanied with a gift letter, right? So there has to be.
Yeah, so Fannie Mae requires it to be a family member, and we have to have a gift letter. We have to source the funds to make sure that it was really mom or dad's or sister or brother's that gave it to you. Or I think they will allow somebody you're going to get married to or like a longtime partner. So FHA allows a really good friend to give it to you.
Wow.
So they're a little bit more lax on that rule. They also will allow your family member to give you a loan, which you don't see that every day, but we do allow that, or FHA allows it, not Fannie Mae.
That's nice. All right. So you can also tap money from, say, if you have a stock account. Many stock portfolio managers will allow you to do what's called a margin, which is borrow against your stock portfolio. And each one is different. Some are 50%, some are 75%. It just depends on who you may have managing your money. And the one I wanted to talk about, there's certainly your employer. You can get an advance, or you can get a bonus, or you can work with your employer to help with the down payment. But the one I wanted to talk about with you, Sandy, was the seller. So if you're a buyer and you need some money to close, a lot of times they ask for closing cost in the contract or concessions. But there's a limit to that, right?
That's right, depending on the loan type and the amount of closing costs that you actually have. Create that formula.
Yeah. Many rookie agents don't understand that you can get a concession for repairs, and then if they put it in the area where it goes against closing expenses, if it maxes out, that money you just lost, because you have to be very specific about how you want that money. If you think it's too much, then you also put into the contract or the amendment that the any additional money not used for closing expenses would go against the purchase price, so that money is never wasted. So just be careful what you ask for, or you can have checks made out directly to the vendors, which doesn't account, count against the buyer's ratio or percentage. So that's another way to do it too, directly from the seller to the vendor. We do that all the time. All right. So shall we declutter, Sandy? Shall we?
Yes, let's do. Because I wish I had done that before I moved.
All right. So some of the basic rules around decluttering, and why I even talk about it. If you're getting ready to sell your home, I'm going to be clear about something. And you all, I'm sure, if you're a BT listener, have heard my ads. I am very clear. I am not going to use a gimmick. I am not going to use a trick. I am not going to use a loss leader to win your business. In any way, shape, or form. I'm going to use it by using my experience and knowledge and by working hard to get you the most for your house and the most money to the seller. That's how business should be done. And if you need to sell your home quick and you want to sell to one of those guys, totally up to you. But in almost every case, you're leaving tremendous amounts of money on the table. And that just needs to be said. And that's not my business model. But decluttering is actually money in the bank to you. It is proven time and time and time again that if you clean up and clean out and clean, one of the biggest returns on investment is actually cleaning. And you want to know a little bit of side trivia, Sandy?
Yes, I do.
What is one of the most missed items cleaned in a home?
The windows, I guess.
That's a good guess. It's actually the baseboards and trim.
Oh.
Yeah. Have you ever
through the windows?
Yeah. Have you ever looked down in a bedroom that's carpeted and it's got the black ring around it, like not like in your tub, but kind of on the carpet? You see at the baseboard and you see that black ring around the edge. You know, that's very easy to clean, but not with a standard vacuum. You got to kind of get on your hands and knees and you got to clean that. And wiping baseboards, that is not a fun job. It is. If you look at the fun meter, that's like a 0.0001 on the fun meter. There are some crazy people out there that like to wipe their baseboards down. So I gave them a 1/1000th of a percent. Okay. But it makes a huge difference in the appeal of the home. You see it right away. It's very, very glaring. And it says a lot about that. And this is where you do sweat some of the small stuff and getting that kind of thing done. So what I tell people is, if you're thinking about selling, before you start the decluttering process, call us as your realtor and let us help you devise a plan. Remember we talked about in the earlier segments, the plan? Devise a plan before you start going hog crazy, because you might take out too much stuff. Wait a minute. You just said less is more. I'm telling you, less may also be less. So you need a plan to know to take out the right amount of stuff. And we do that. And I love it when people get to us early so that we can help them plan what to take out. All right. So what are some of the basic cluttering things? Remove non-flourishing plants and trim the remaining ones. Store all books evenly in a bookcase and remove newspapers and any magazines not stored on the shelves. Remove all photographs. They don't want to look at Aunt Bessie. They don't, because if she's in a kitty cat outfit, they're going to remember that, and they're not going to remember your house. And Aunt Bessie, you know, she might take it personally. All right. Minimize items left on the kitchen counter. Clear all knickknacks and display items, and get rid of your collectibles. You're going to have to pack them anyway. Go ahead. You don't want them damaged. You don't want anybody touching them. You don't want people going, oh, my gosh, he's collecting, golf balls from all over the universe in different colors, shapes, and sizes. All right. Keep the closets and pantries organized and no more than 75% full. Okay. Here's the second basic stage of getting your house decluttered and ready. Make all the beds. I'm amazed when I get on the MLS and I see beds not made. Wipe down the counters and furniture. Vacuum the area rug. Spot clean high traffic rooms. Ensure the bathrooms are clean. And there is a debate. Toilet seat up or down? Down. Thank you. And the toilet paper goes like a mullet. It goes on the outside, not the inside. Do the mullet TP and use a full roll. And as a courtesy, empty all the trash cans, wipe down the molding and trim, as I said before, and make sure that all the light bulbs match, and don't use the piggy tail ones mixed in with the other ones, the LED ones. Okay? There's some basics on decluttering. We're out of time. That's the problem. Gosh. Sandy, if people want to talk to you, where do they call?
They call my mobile at 704-577-0144.
You can reach us at Jameson 704-846-DONE. That's 846-3663, or on the web at myjamesonhomes.com. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you out there. We'll talk to you next week. The show, Your Real Estate Today, on News Talk 1110-993-WBT. God bless. Have a great weekend.